You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Today we are reading the book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 18 to 20. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, "This thing saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idol." I want you to note the things Jesus commended in this church. They had a lot of great works. They had patience. They prefer to be the last than to be the first. So when they are on the queue, they will stay there. They are not going to jump queue. They had works. They had charity. They cared for one another. They labored greatly for the name of Jesus Christ. But Jesus said, "I have a few things against you." And then I was wondering what it would be for this church. He said, "Because you allow that woman Jezebel." Jesus was not addressing the woman. Jesus was addressing the church. He said, "See, you have a responsibility of whom you allow in your life. Do you know that who you listen to is your responsibility?" Proverbs 14:7 says, "If you stand before a man and perceive he does not have the word of knowledge in his mouth, depart from his presence." Some people have spent 14 years in their presence. It was Jesus, what he had against the church was that they allowed that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, a minister of God, they allow her to preach. That was what he had against them. It's very important, brethren, whom we allow to preach. It's very important, the person you allow to speak into your life. We are collectively responsible. But you know, somehow we are so timid. We would rather respect men than to honor the word of Jesus Christ. Because honestly, if you bring a man to your assembly and he's saying things that are contrary to the way of the Lord, you should rise against it. You should let that man go. You should stop it. You should stop the microphone and say, "Sorry, over here, we only preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We made a mistake inviting you. We thought you are coming to preach that. But since you are not preaching that, we are sorry, we cannot go ahead with it." Many people will be afraid to do this. Do you know there is nothing wrong in that? Do you know that is what we should do? Why should we allow wrong people to speak to us? Somebody say, "Well, and she's a prophet. If she believes she's a prophetess, she's a prophetess." No, we have responsibility to check. Is she a prophetess? Those who said they were earlier to the church in Ephesus, those who said they were apostles, they found out that they were not apostles. This one says she's a prophetess. You should be able to also check. Is she truly a prophetess? Today we allow every nonsense. Those that in those days, even a baby Christian knows that this person is a false prophet. Today we are bringing them into mainstream Christianity. They are beginning to speak as if they are part of the body of Christ. Because we accept anybody. We accept anything. And Jesus is saying, "I have a few things against you. Because you allowed that woman Jezebel, which called herself a prophetess." God did not call her a prophetess. Jesus did not call her a prophetess. Jesus said she calls herself a prophetess. She is not the one teaching you. She is not the one preaching. You said you only allow everybody. It means that she was prophesying. Can you imagine? You were allowing the spirit of Jezebel to prophesy in the assemblies of the saints. Brethren, we have responsibility over who speaks to our lives. We have responsibility. We must not be timid. We must not be shy. We must not respect men above the word of God. If a man is not preaching the sound doctrine of Jesus Christ, we should never allow such people to have mic or to mount our pulpit. But today you accept anything. Look at what people are saying. Somebody got to the point now. You know, when they started this thing, it looked like a play. They said the reason why Jesus died was because one of his disciples was poor. Now, another person came out and said that, you know, Jesus, he never visited any poor person because he hates poor people. You think it's a joke? It will keep increasing because we are now accepting it. Anybody is coming up with anything. Somebody said what Paul said, they were not correct. A boy that was born in the 80s is now the one correcting Paul. The truth that Paul preached, he has not finished preaching it. He's preaching, he's telling us now the errors of Paul in the scriptures. Those things are increasing. They are increasing. Somebody said, if you want to make money, Bible is not the book to read. As in, they are saying these things openly. They are not afraid now. They are saying it. They are praying. They are saying it that the enemies should die. Notice how they start this enemy should die. And then it became normal. And everybody accepted it. Something that is contrary to the ways of Christ, contrary to the teachings of Christ, it became accepted. He said, I have a few things against you because you allow it. Everything that you should not allow from today, don't allow it again in the name of Jesus. Otherwise, you will give account for allowing it. Do you know that he wasn't talking to the woman? He was talking to those who allowed it. May you not be a partaker of other people's sin. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.